wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out.
Don't wake up America. Moon is inside. Parker Pathways. September 6, 2007. Dr. Wynn Parker. And this is hour two. And part of Waking Up America is to let you know exactly what is happening in all of the aspects of control of water, food, mind, and politics and war. And involved in that, we'll be getting into the Pope's green message, which he gave in Laredo, Italy, in the past week. And he is saying that at the he did this at the shrine of the Virgin Mary, and he said that the world's water supplies particularly needs to be preserved and shared equally and equitably to avoid future war conflicts. It needs to be preserved because it unfortunately becomes a source of strong tensions and conflicts if it isn't shared in an equitable and peaceful manner. Well, when we started Parker Pathways, I gave all of the situation rooms that I could give to the public in terms of the future war over water and how it is being developed in terms of how the whole setup on the religious aspect of how water is to be divided among the new nations that are going to be formed in our lifetime. And the whole process, if the water is to be shared in an equitable concept, then we should have some right to vote on what goes in our food and water. That's what the United Nations says. It says, well, water's a right. I come along and I started Parker Pathways in terms of Waking Up America. That's what my bumper music is all about, is the fact that if we have a right to the water, then we should have a right to say what goes in our water and how it affects us and how the fact that reusable water is used on our food to poison us. But I'm going to come back on the other end, and the call in is 313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll come back at the other end of the break and we'll discuss the Pope.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stuck. stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is September 6, 2007. And if you have more comments to make about the Pope's message in terms of water shortages and how it's threatened the planet for the next war, and the other little message that's going in there is part of the teachings that are being taught by really socialist professors at universities. They're trying to make it that instead of saying it's that we're the me generation, that we are the we generation, and part of the we generation is the idea is to have. According to the Pope, we have to have true love, a sober and solid lifestyle, loving, sincere, and pure relations, an honest commitment to studies and work, the profound interest in the common good. There's nothing wrong with saying something like that. Love and gratitude, I've talked about it many times in terms of Dr. Emoto, the professor from Japan who worked on the idea of changing the water crystals through mind power, and how it was all benevolent. But the whole problem, the whole process is that if this doesn't come out right in terms of making the profound interest in the common good, then that should be part of your confession. So this is what I'm trying to get to, is the fact that this tag that's being made by the United Nations and through religions is to me, in my opinion, is sinister. Because it's avoiding the other facts of the fact of you either have the process by which you improve the human condition, or you do not. You do not. And there is a whole process by which research, medical research, and concepts of the countries that are taking over the process of gene therapy, and the concept of people working on the job, the concept of working on the thing, you know, the whole process where they want to put, in some countries they want to put chapels in the workplaces in Europe, so that the workers can make their confessions of their ecological sins. This brings me to I'm coming back to it, you know, wake up America. It's coming. It's here. The whole process of the control mechanism of the propaganda systems by which people are saying, well, there's one process and there's not, and there's our process. And this puts us in back into what I was talking about in the first hour. The idea of saying, well, we're going to get you your compensation on your job. We're going to work on a thing and, you know, working. I just want to give you a very basic, fast comparison of a rating schedule that happens. I'm going to compare California with the rest of the nation in terms of such things like the rating schedules are set up by workman compensation administrative judges. They're also set up by legislators who control the amount of money that flows through the economic system, why they promote the concept of immigration, why the unions will say, we want health care for our people. Well, the health care is not for their people. It's for the process of controlling the money on the other end, which is under the bond system of the investments in the corporations. And if you did that and you were running a business, you could be put in jail for doing that. Because that's a federal offense to take your money and put it into what's called a quasi-trust, put it back into the system and pay it back and use the unions as a front. That's what the deal is. So you can take let's just take very quickly, let's say the loss of a leg or a loss of a leg at the hip, and you're on a job. Now, in California, the compensation for the loss of a leg at the hip as of only a week ago was $61,435. The national average for the loss of a leg at the hip is $114,522. Let's say you lost a foot. In California, it would be $28,820 based on the rating systems. And the national average is $80,977. And the loss of a toe in California is $660, and the national average is $4,974. In California, the loss of a thumb is $21,010, national average $39,014. The loss of an eye in California is $14,714, national average $74,558. The hearing loss in one ear, California, is $5,280, and then you lose your job. National average, $30,655. Under the immigration laws and the concept of the being able to have people lose their jobs in hospitals because they object to the concept of immigrants getting free care and in terms of being in the government support, those figures I just gave you for an immigrant, an illegal immigrant in the United States of America under SPP and put it forth, which they just signed 2 weeks ago to promote. This has been going on for some time. The immigrants, illegal immigrants, get this kind of money for free. For free. So the whole thing, and you want to talk about health care and the people that are promoting this in the political campaigns, let me tell you something. The whole process of being able to get the kind of care you need, like let's say that you have a need for gene therapy, which is the coming medicine, your chances of getting that therapy are very slim unless we have a change in the legislative and the conceptual acts of how we develop a process system, a legal system by which we can promote the concept of discovery legally and discovery methods in the grand jury system and the constitutional amendment to put it forth. The Pope is saying, well, just don't worry about that. Do not be concerned about that. Do not, I think his words are very clear, but don't be persuaded by that. the whole concept, all you do is just have a good life, follow the whole thing and the process, and you'll go, you know, like sheep or something. I admire the Pope. I don't have any problem with him personally and the rest of it. But I want to tell you something. He knows the next war is over water. And God bless him. He knows it. I put it out, and when I started this show, I put that out, and all I got was static from every leading union hack and every kind of political payoff person that wanted to keep me quiet. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is just the beginning of what the exposures are going to be. Every show I put out a piece by piece by piece until we get to the point. I talked about the water bonds and the foreign nations buying our water districts, the concept of reusable water being used in our irrigation system in terms for our food, and the people making the cover-ups in terms of the whole process of the poisonous concepts. And the biggest thing that's coming out is the fact that the bottled water concept, well, it's tap water, it was a thing, a lot of plastic involved and the whole thing. Well, folks, America, if you drink the tap water and you weren't anything, you're over 15,000 disinfectant byproducts. You have 1,500 disinfectant byproducts that can come the other way and work it through, and work it through into the human body. I have chloramine causes colon health damage, which is a process which I've had on there. That's not put there for the concept of the RBN, the concept of saying, well, we're going to sell water products and we're going to have everything. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. The whole process, I'll tell you what's big about it. Try to figure out how do you get organ transplants to work. How do you get the gene therapy concepts, which I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes, in terms of how to work out the stem cell research with the way the bodies are being changed. There's a whole process of this on the on the Science News, probably September 5th, and about chlorine byproducts in the pools Well, it is a specific situation in terms of the research that we've done. This is when pools, when you put the chlorine in, and the disinfectant byproducts of the from organic nitrogen precursors added to the list of chemicals found in chlorinated swimming pools. They're quoting part of the research which I uncovered some time ago, and they're totally correct. How the process is that they're developing disinfectant byproducts, of which they want to use a new technique called membrane introduction mass spectrometry. Well, that's a good process. That's a good process. But the whole thing is it doesn't fit the EPA model that they want to test for it. Okay? So you have asthma and you have other forms of glandular disorders that are turning into cancer. That's just from pools. That's no new information. That's been known since 1961. I exposed it in the year 2003. The very report that's come out in Science News is a complete expose, finally, of putting in the European studies, which I talked about extensively, in terms of how the chloramine levels in the indoor swimming pools have been correlated with the upper respiratory complaints from swimmers and the change in the blood levels for leukemia patients. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the trihalomethanes are typically blamed, according to the National Swimming Pool Foundation, according to this article. But in the new work, funded partly by Jan Lee of the Ernest Chip Blasley III of Purdue University, found similar spectrum disinfecting byproducts from the lab experiments from other types of waters that were used on the human body in recreational uses. So the whole thing, you have verification of chloramine caused health damage, which was on RBN 5 years before this article was published, which you can get off RBN homepage, by the way. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and you can have another set of information about Wake Up America.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Parker Bedway, Parker, September 6, 2007. So we got into, from the last expose concerning the amount of contaminations that can result in processes of food from recycled water. I've talked about that many times in terms of the actual research that's been done even since the 1950s, concerning the concept of cancers and polyp changes and nerve degenerations from recycled water, which is being touted right now. But the whole process of the idea of saying, well, it's going to be blended water and we're saving the drinking water system, and we're also discovering other ways to develop the water systems to make it easier for us to build dams, and we want more money from the federal government because of it, and so the whole cycle goes on and on. But the whole process is that the folks who, for a reminder, when I first exposed to the nation the concept of chloramine being for the human body to be part of a poisonous product in terms of requiring a black label on the bottled water, which I absolutely propose and still stand by today. And that's in chloramine causes collateral health damage, which you can read on the RBN homepage and click that and send it to your friends. And the folks that say, well, we'll take out the ammonia that we're adding to the water because it's part of a secondary disinfectant. The fact that chlorine has been known to without even my intervention of exposing the facts of it, has breast cancer work that has been extensively done. Change of bone marrow, lipid concentrations. In fact, I did a whole show on apolipoprotein 1, which is totally distorted by chloramine, which affects the brain tissue and the heart muscle. And that happens in males. Females, it doesn't happen as often. The ovaries are affected more by the chloramine than it is the chlorine, but still there are advocates of so-called concerned citizens in this country with their groups, with their little special interests, which, you know, the idea was go back to chlorine, but it destroys the unsaturated essential fatty acids. It destroys the building blocks of brains of any human, either male or female. That's not gender specific. There's a whole process by which the addition of any kind of what are called bromoacetic acids. These are bromides that have already been determined from some time ago and have been validated under the present research. And you add that to the chlorine. Then you have the fluoride, which is also in the water, which does not act independently. It combines with the amides, which are part of the synergistic effect of the effect on the thymus and the lymph gland tissue of the human body. So you have this thinking that, it's okay. All we got to do is pay 49 cents on the ounce for the water instead of $1.89 on the ounce for bottled water, and we're going to be okay, and we're going to save the world by not having plastic, part of the green message. The plastic to make a bottle. Well, that's true. You can make those plastics, but I'm going to tell you something. If you have the process by which your body has to have the water, then you're going to get it any way you can. And if you're going to be drinking the tap water coming out to the whole side of saying, well, I'm not going to do the bottled water because that's going to be part of my echo sin, and the echo sin to be confessed, which was part of the environmentalist position in their formal request to the Pope to have the Catholic churches be able to take the echo sin as part of that confession. The whole thing comes down to the fact you still have contamination of the water. You're still drinking the water, no matter which form you're in. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that you cannot change the genetic code on your own. That has to be triggered by something else. So the whole process of gene therapy and these very disastrous diseases are all integrated with the water enzyme systems that are inside your body. And this brings us to the whole concept of what the government is developing as an early warning system, as a bioterrorist attack of the drinking water systems. Now, you have going on today as we speak, and plus as it goes along in the next few days, and of course next month, we're going to have the continuation of the chemical attack exercises that are going on all across the country. The whole thing is it's high-tech in terms of being able to determine these things. But to put you back into the framework, President Clinton in 1998 passed out a presidential directive. The number was 63 PDD-63. It was called the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, and this later became part of the Patriot Act. And after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to discuss this for a little bit and the outcome of what this has done to us. Call in is 800-313-9443, and this is Parker Pathways. We'll see you at the end of the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and this is September 6, 2007, and we're discussing the presidential directive on the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, which was signed by President Clinton in 1998. And then 4 years later, the Bioterrorism Preparedness and Response Act of the year 2002 was signed to assess the security risks and update the emergency response plans. Whole process of this was to protect the water supply. And of course, we have here another presidential issue that isn't being discussed in the presidential debates on what are called territorial contaminations in warfare, which is a shame. Which is an absolute shame, but I plan to cover a lot of this on future shows. But the whole idea is that when I first started to present the chloramine concept as an added disinfectant on the MSDS sheet, which is a material status standard data sheet used by industry, which lists any kind of antidotes in case there's any kind of contamination from the product you're using, that has skull and crossbones on it. One of the ways to keep me from discussing this nationally was the government decided, well, they're going to change that and put an X on it, which I've talked about. Well, X means harmful. And so chloramine has an X on it. Then the government went to the next step and said, well, it's really not chloramine. It's really ammonia, which we add to the chloramine and so forth. And that's when we got into the health officer saying, well, there isn't any substantial adverse effect by adding the amount of ammonia to the water to have these outcomes with humans. And so don't worry about it. And then the expose came on with the idea of all the bromide acetic acids. Then the next expose covered had been done by many other people, and of course there was a very very courageous person who had already exposed the Washington D.C. area contamination of the pipes and the infrastructure. His name was Professor Edwards, and he was a consultant to EPA, and of course he paid his price from the EPA for mentioning that. They fired him. So the whole thing is, and so Washington, D.C. today still hasn't done any infrastructure help at all. They just pass out water bottles and do nothing about the infrastructure. In the process, the next expose level was then when I don't even know how to word this. The deuterated uranium concept had already been exposed by other people in the United States, and I was only putting it together with the deuterated uranium concept as the harmful effects inside the human body, and how it connected with the fluoride and the chloride and the bromoacetic acids, and then the baby formulas. Well, you would. Okay, we finally get somebody's attention. Now, in the process of the Preparation Act in the year 2002, what the government decided to do was to have radioactive materials as a high-risk development in the water. And what they've done is invent radio frequency identification devices. These are placed in various forms of valves and remote sensitive sites and guys with the International Atomic Energy System and the United Nations agencies. So the United Nations, along with other government agencies, have developed these new RFID tags, which are radio frequency, of course, and they can. They have and passive infrared motion detectors to determine they're ideally actually suited, according to the United Nations, for hatches and other locations where the hardwired devices are really impractical within the infrastructure of our water system. So the highest risk locations have the RFID tags, and this comes under the Bioterrorism Act. It's been signed in. What they're doing is covering up the idea of the untreated water entering any one of the processes and may bypass the quality sensors. So they've added new kinds of innovations in terms of quality sensors. Excuse me. So the other thing comes down at these acceptable ranges and rates of change which occur within the infrastructure can also affect our bodies directly. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the United States government is doing their best. I will take my hand off to the segments of the EPA and the Bioterrorism Act and the Homeland Security System, and I think that their intentions are terrific, and I have nothing to say further about that. What I have something further to say about it is the fact of how all these products got there in the first place. They got there by industry. They got there by people. They got there through our urine. They got there through we take drugs. We take endocrine disruptors. We take all kinds of processes and the thing, and it goes through the whole thing, and everybody says, well, like in the latest story in New York, they say, well, the plastic bottles, what a joke on us, and the whole thing, you know, we're paying too much. It costs as much as gasoline. Well, I remember the person who exposed that to that piece of data that water was more expensive than gasoline. I know that person. And the thing is, I knew where they were coming from, and they were correct. The whole thing comes down to the fact that what's going on here is the fact that our health system is being changed in our genetic system based upon these kinds of contaminants that are in our body. So the whole business of being able to take on various types of gene therapies and work it through on some of these orphan diseases is very, very important. It affects our whole human body system. I'll give you a perfect example. You have a disease which is called myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS. Now, this is affected by, this has all the symptoms of a specific abnormality in chromosome 5 called the 5Q syndrome. It affects the immune system. It affects the red cells, which carry oxygen throughout the body. It affects the white cells that help protect the body from infection. And the platelets drop in amount, which help clots. Now, this particular MDS, there are people that have this, and there are some new epigene therapy concepts that are out here that are very important. They're able to ride through certain viruses and be able to change the DNA elements and the support molecules in the nucleus of the cell. This is absolutely medical breakthrough stuff. Okay. Excuse me. But the whole process here, if you were to look at a patient, and any one of the physicians that are looking at a patient, and they see, well, this person has a drop in red cells. It has a white cell count that's dropped almost to 2,000 rather than the upper 12,000. And platelets are below a million. And they're way below in the readings of lab work. The whole process here is that you would look at that patient, you would never know the difference between what I've just told you, red cell drop, white cell drop, platelets drop. You would not be able to tell the difference between chloramine contamination of the tap water that you've been drinking, and it doesn't take much. Every person will react differently depending on their age and the concept of the absorption rate. But you would not be able to tell the difference between somebody who would be drinking disinfectant byproducts and brimoacetic acids from the tap water than a person who had MDS, myelodysplastic syndrome. Now, just think about that. Just absolutely think about that. You're in a concept of where you have a potential bioterrorism attack that can happen within the water supply that's being protected by remote radio frequency identification tags in the infrastructure, which is basically a good idea. You have, on the other side, you have the development of gene therapy concepts that are experimental at this time concerning on epigene therapy. They're called episomes, which are really tags within the system of the chromosome system. Now, the reason all these dots get connected is that the lead story in any business financial paper in the past 3 weeks have been three major stories, okay? You have the fall of the economy and the $700 an ounce gold, which is the impending depression that everyone is preparing for in business. And then to the mortgage fallout on the economic scale, the sale of the German firm, the German firms that got carried the mortgage loans. That's part of the what we call the European fallout. You have the other story of the concept of the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority agency in England, which has now figured out ways to merge human cells with animal eggs to develop new gene therapies. Now, who do you think owns into all of that and how that works? They can't go with any one of those stories. Follow the dots. You take the mortgage drop story, well, that's because the credit crunches and the whole thing in the banks, and the Serum SE, Siemens-Nascasa Bank, was sold for $75 billion to a Chinese consortium. China owns $9 billion on the daily take on the bonds that they can call any time in America. The whole thing is, well, they can't build. The developers will tell you if they had the truth, and they know it, and they're saying it. You can't build if there isn't any water. And if people can't pay the bill in terms of putting the water there, they can't build. And number two, and the Germans know it. The Japanese know it. The Chinese know it. The whole thing about the fertilization concept and the other thing is the gene therapy coming the other way, that this affects the, what's called the global health care. It pales by comparison to the process by which presidential candidates are discussing these things. And the whole thing, they're not even beginning to touch the truth of the fact that the manipulation, the deals have been signed already before the presidential election occurs in the United States of America concerning the concept of the healthcare system, the economy system, and the concept of the float of the money going into the new medicine. Well, you can't have any of these processes unless you have water at the site. This is why I opened the show with the name of the areas that were going that are on the list to be the largest homeland security bioterrorism level 4 lab in the world, to be able to research the concept of our next war in terms of of how it affects directly the water, the concept, the diseases, and the bioterrorism attacks that are imminent. And in the process of this, the deals that have been made with companies, which I can give you in any process, which I will in a few minutes, I'll give you a few of them, the corporations that have been developed to make this whole scenario work in terms of the One World Order. Now, and the other process of this is that you take neurogenesis. They have they develop intact human antibodies. You take Origin Therapeutics. They're working on animal bioterrorism and genetic engineering in the avian flu, and for the next pandemic. Selective Genetics is a whole company developed to bone regeneration because of the bone degenerations that are occurring from the contamination of our food and water. Signal Pharmaceuticals, they're doing disease-associated gene therapies, which are being developed for the next war. You have AlphaVax, that's spelled A-L-P-H-A-V-A-X, Incorporated. They have vector systems in the vaccine delivery system, which is where the future, where the One World Order wants every medicine and healthcare to go on the global scale. So these are used in HIVs. There are several viruses that make up human immunodeficiency viruses, and AlphaVax is getting involved in sophisticated cancer studies. On delivering immunizing genes, which is what I'm trying to promote in this information to you to get you up to date to wake up America. The whole thing comes down to the fact that if you do not balance things out, if you do not balance the concept of what is at stake here and how these dots are all connected in terms of who processes what fluids in our body and who owns the water, and the fact is the Pope says we got to share this in an equitable manner to keep from having the next war. Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, and I've talked about the developing new countries that are forming right in front of our eyes. And the fact is the thing, it has to do over water, and it has to do without water, you can't raise the food, and you can't have the food, you can't have the population sustaining. And herein gets into the rub, which is called sustainable population. It's really sustainable life That's really what it is. It's a concept of making the determination of the sustainable life in terms of making the decision who lives and dies. And if you don't think that's what's going on here, you're sadly mistaken. The whole thing comes down to this. That's why when you watch the presidential debates and the rest of it, there are a lot of people there that are telling the truth at the other end of the line. You take, for instance, Ron Paul, who I'm not saying I'm endorsing or anything, I think, but the fact is that he's telling a lot of truth. But those other folks have already made their club, and they make fun of him. Now, this happens all the time. This happens all the time in history. There are people here where it leaves off, as my bumper music says, it's up to you and me to make those people well. And we come back at the end of this break, and I'll give you some contact numbers.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Parker Pathways, and I give you my email. It's kwati@sbcglobal.net, and and you can contact me there. RBN, www.republicbroadcasting.org, there is a host of information from my previous shows in the archives, and the whole process of being able to set the stage for these companies and which I've mentioned to you today, and in the process of being able to develop a constitutional amendment and the grand jury system will be a foundation for all of the economic news that I plan to put forth on other shows. And I also want you to understand that if there are a lot of people in this country that don't want to hear about the effect of the health care by what we eat and drink, they don't want to hear about any of the processes of how to make changes, but you can make change by being able to understand that the people that are contacting Washington, a lot of them have already bought into the One World Order, but there are other people that haven't, and the whole process here is to be able to try to understand that the One World Order people want open borders. They want international, the BIA, to put out a directive on how to control the monetary banks, on how to control the money. There are international tribunals who have made the decision that SBP is part of our American business, based on the idea of the way they talk, you know, the way it's named. It's called Security and Prosperity and Partnership. And that was all decided by an international tribunal that told America what to do. And as the president of Mexico has said, every Mexican that's in you know, every person that's from Mexico, that's Mexico. That Mexico is that. They represent Mexico. So what we need to do is to get back on the concept. We need to wake up America and understand that's their country. This is our country. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that we need to develop that American flag again and understand that if we don't do something about the concept of trying to work our brains and manipulate, have our brains manipulated in terms of attaching religious beliefs to politics and put it into the health and the law system, which is where this plan is going, we really have to make changes. Sustainable life is what makes it work. This show is dedicated to Colette and all her efforts. And we'll see you on the next Parker Pathways. And God bless America and liberty and justice for all. Thank you for listening.